Welcome back, Lister sisters, Lister misters, and Lister listeners, to another episode of Top Hat Topics. I am your co-host, Jen Snyder, and with me as always,
Kristen Hughes. And it has been a long time, y'all.
So long. Do y'all even remember who we are or care? Probably not. We've been gone too long.
We've been on a nice little 6 month hiatus.
Sabbatical.
A sabbatical.
I don't know what that means. If you will.
A sabbatical is just when you're taking like an educational break from your big girl job.
Oh, it doesn't mean like you sabotaged something that was going good for you? Didn't take a sabbatical?
I mean, you know.
You know, okay, here's the kicker. Here's the thing that really upsets me is that we legit thought that last year we had a bad year.
Yeah, no doubt. Like, I mean, the last part of the year for both of us was just absolutely insane. Like, both of us, just our lives just blew up.
Kristen lost her job.
I lost my job.
I went on 4 dates with a lady that didn't know they were dates. I got bit by a dog. I fucking re-hurt my knee. It was a hell of a year.
It was crazy. My grandmother passed away in December.
Yep.
I mean, it's been crazy, y'all. The point is that, ironically, we felt bad that we weren't making these episodes because our lives were just so insane. But here we are in 2020.
With loads of time, finally. We're just finally able to be near one another enough to do a podcast. And really, probably not supposed to, but...
But we're on the same quarantine.
Yeah.
And we have been the whole time. And in case y'all aren't familiar with the quarantine structure, what that means is that you have your own little pod of trusted individuals. And as long as you are all honest and smart, you can socially distance hang out with those people. For us, it's about a four to five person little bubble of human beings. And Jen and I happen to be in the same quarantine together. So here we are.
We're good to go.
Back at it.
For you guys, Kristen says she noticed a spike in some of the listens. So we want to be back and give y'all something new to listen to. Sorry it took so long. One of the other things that happened is the last episode we recorded, we had gotten like an hour into it. And then the second half, the audio cut out midway. And it just felt like everything had piled up one on top of the other, and it prevented us from getting episodes out.
It really did. But, you know, we're back.
We're back.
We're just going to chat with you a little bit.
Yeah, we're just going to talk about some things, catch some things up. I have a story I've been waiting to tell Kristen since December, and we have seen each other since then. I've just been like, no, I want to wait and tell you on the podcast because it was the craziest thing ever. So I'm going to tell Kristen, right, and all of you at the same time, because she has not heard the story, about – the tour I went on in December.
I'm so ready.
Oh, it was November. It was November. So in November, I was going on tour with this kid. I even bought a new car for it. Like my old car had like 200 something thousand miles on it. Had been a trooper.
I remember.
Yeah, and I was worried. I was like, oh, please. This is when baby's going to give out because she's just been too good. So I went and got a new car to go do this. And basically what I told this kid is I'm not at a super successful level. Kristen knows this. I'm at a medium level. I don't make a lot of money. So I told him, you know, we won't make a lot on this tour. So here's the deal. You book it. You do all the promo. I will drive and you can use my name to go to all these places because we're going on the Southeast. And he does it. He's from Seattle. Good dear God, I hope he never hears this, but he don't listen to our fucking podcast. I won't tell you his name. I'll spare you that.
But
if anybody who knows me will be like, oh. So this kid comes. I don't know him very well. I met him at the Midwest Queer Festival.
Okay.
Nice kid. Very funny. So I thought. I was on mushrooms. don't do that, guys. Don't plan a tour when you're on mushrooms. And then, so he hits me up. And here's the premise behind the tour, okay? His ex-boyfriend lives here, Columbia.
Oh.
Is a fan of mine.
Oh.
He wants to irritate him by going on tour with me.
Oh.
So we name it the Spike Tour. Off the dick.
The plot thickens.
The plot thickens right there. We've messed up. Okay, so
The spite tour.
So the whole point of the tour is just to piss this guy's ex-boyfriend off because he's a fan of mine and he wants to rub it in his face that he knows me well enough to go on tour. but he does not. So I digress. I digress. We talk about it. He gets all these set up. He's got a pretty, you know, I look at the route. It's not too bad. There's a few spots where it's like 6 hours or so. It's like, all right, fine. So the day comes for the trip. He's supposed to come into town. Something happens. His bags are late. He's not going to be here till the next day. His Airbnb has fallen through. I have to find him a place to stay. Fuck. Already, you're fucking up my day.
You're already complicated.
You're already complicated.
You was problematic.
Problematic from the go. And as he's texting, he kept saying, we. And I was so confused. I'm like, who the fuck is we? Come to find out, the reason they are late, I'll get to that. Is because he booked a flight to Columbia, Missouri, instead of Columbia, South Carolina.
So he's an idiot.
Pretty much. Pretty much. Off the cliff, we know he's an idiot.
How do you do this?
So finally, I realized as he's saying we, and I was like, he mentions his boyfriend. I was like, hold up. This fucking dude has brought his boyfriend on tour. That's like if you showed up of your shift from McDonald's and you're like, my boyfriend's just going to sit in the lobby. It's fine. He brought him. I didn't even think to ask Kristen because it's such a thing that you just, it's not done. So you wouldn't even think to be like, are you bringing your boyfriend in?
And not on this level. Like if you had, you know, like a tour bus with 4 bedrooms in it, then that would be one thing.
Right,
but like y'all are driving yourselves.
Yeah, in my Prius.
In your Prius. And I know that a lot of times when you're on tour, you sleep in your car. Like it's not a thing to you.
No, not at all.
So I know you were like, this bitch.
So I'm already just ill. I'm ill. And I don't know what to do because like we have a show here in Columbia that night. I found him a place to stay with my good friend Marcus, who is a lovely human being. He opened his home to these two cute little gay boys, and he's an old Southern white man. He's kind of conservative. He's liberally, socially liberally social and socially liberal and fiscally Republican. Okay.
So, I feel that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But he was totally cool. He let him in. And so I'm like, what if I fucking say this kid? Because I got to say something.
Yeah.
I can't be just like, So we do the show, and I'm seething the whole time. And also, I realize that he is boring and not very funny. Fuck. So we do the show in Columbia. I got to go pick him up at the airport the next day because, of course, they got to go get their luggage, which was in Columbia, Missouri, not Columbia, South Carolina.
Of course it was.
Right. So I got to go pick him up at the airport. So I pick him up at the airport. His boyfriend's there. He goes to the bathroom. And I just say, hey, look, sit down. Here's the deal. I was not prepared for this. I was like, I'm kind of a testy bitch. Kristen, you know how I am. Like, I'm lovable and I'm lots of fun, but I like my space. I like my time. I like things the way I like them. I was prepared to deal with energy.
Yeah, like that's a hitch in the plan. Like, you've prepared your energy for how you're going to conduct yourself through this time when you're away from your tubby.
My
and
people.
Your mama. Like,
right. I had prepared to compromise with one person.
Yes.
So I'm telling them, I'm like, look, I wasn't ready for this. It's not done. I was like, don't do this again. Just word of advice. Don't show up at another, you know, because they're going to cuss you out. I feel like I'm keeping it real cool, keeping it real professional. So I was like, this is what's going to happen. You guys, tonight we'll stay where you set up. Because he'd set up all these places for us to stay, the three of us. So I was like, tonight we'll stay where you set up. I was like, everywhere else, I have friends. So y'all stay where you want. I'll drive you to and from the venue. You want to go party? You want to go eat? You Uber. You do your own thing. That's cool, right? Cool. So no problem. We're good to go. I think it's going to be fine. I'm like, okay, this is going to be great. I have plenty of friends. I can stay somewhere. They'll be okay. We get in the car, Kristen. We're not in the car 30 minutes. His fucking boyfriend. Y'all ain't going to believe this shit because I couldn't fucking believe it. Proceeds to start clipping his nails in the back seat of my car, y'all.
You are lying.
No, Chris. I know you think I'm lying because I'm still here and I'm not in jail.
No, he did not.
He did, Chris. He did. Girl, it was the, I was, every clip.
Jen, I am so sorry that you have had to suffer through knowing this without even sharing it with me.
We could have been done talking shit about this shit. Kristen, I was in shock. And girl, this ain't even the highlight of the story. This is the beginning, Kristen. I want you to know we're still in the first day.
I'm just saying, just for some context, you know, I can't say if anybody else is like this, but like my almost wife and I, like nail clipping is just one of those things, like, you don't need to be doing it just out in the open amongst whoever. Like, she and I will not just do it in front of each other.
That's
like
bathroom time.
Yeah, that is a hygiene task that you take care of in solitude.
And you can tell these people.
I'm not in somebody else's space.
And I'm not a super clean person. I'm not filthy, but I'm kind of messy. You know what I'm saying?
You have clutter, but you are very clean.
I'm clean.
You are very, very clean.
This bitch's body is washed and shaven and shorn.
Yeah,
and
like you just cluttery. You just got a lot of things in a lot of places.
The mind boggles. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not like this uptight A-type person is what I'm saying. You know, like you're probably more A-type than me, honestly.
But, yeah.
And not that there's not a bad thing.
Oh, no, but I am.
But you
like,
are.
I would have pulled over.
Lost your shit, right?
I would have pulled over and been like, get the fuck out of my car.
It was everything I could do. And I was just like, he's probably not even collecting them in a key. You know what I'm saying? And he didn't, because I found nails later. Just don't. I can't. In my brand new car, too. I just got in this damn car. I ain't even had this car like 2 weeks. Yes. So I'm sitting there and I was like, okay.
Girl, I won't even let Amanda leave a water bottle or a Coke can in my car.
And look, like, okay. this is our podcast. Y'all know who I am. You can take this next part of the story. You know, you got to call the cops. I was like,
but you won't.
I said, okay, I got to smoke a bowl because I'm going to kill this motherfucker. He's clipping his neck. I said, let's smoke a bowl. Let's pack a bowl. So I pack up a bowl with my weed. I take one hit out of it. Okay, one hit. Hand it to this dumb fucking kid. For some ungodly reason, he decides to blow it out the window. It's still lit. Flies back in. Burns me on the neck. We're still an hour into my story. We're still an hour into this fucking tour. I don't say anything again. Once again, I just like, woosah, bitches. So, we get to Asheville. Great place. One of my favorite places to play.
Asheville is the best.
Yeah, model face comedy. I don't care about shouting her out because she will back this story up 100%. Her name is Melissa Hahn. I'm going to tell her tonight. I'm like, girl, listen to our podcast. And she's an amazing person. She's a female producer out of Asheville. She totally supports all the people of color, minorities, LGBT, lesbian, trans, you know what I'm saying? Women, like, she supports, like, the people that are really working to get their voices heard. That's who she books. That's what she does. She booked this guy because he said my name. And he did. And she's so smart. Like,
and he's a little gay.
Yeah. Oh, he's real gay. He's gay.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, a little gay.
Oh, yeah. Right.
You keep calling him kid, so I assume that he's significantly younger than us.
He is. He's like a little baby. I think he's like his 20s. He's a little 20.
Yeah,
and he's real skinny, too.
Yeah, bless his heart.
A little twinkie boy.
Yeah, he's just twinking all around.
And his boyfriend, looked like he's bisexual, and he looked like, what's that gay guy that I don't like that's real annoying? You know, he's one of the Fab Five.
Oh, Jonathan.
I'm going to kiss his little facey wacy. Yeah, I can't say that again. He looked like a butch. One
love
of those.
Jonathan.
No, come on now. It's saying facey wacy. Stop it. Jonathan Van Nuys is like a frat dude made a gay. You know what I'm saying? They're like, make a gay.
A frat dude with glitter.
Yeah. He's going to say facey wacy a lot and just be like, oh, totally. Oh, my God, girl. He has a potpourri commercial.
Yeah.
Anyways, please don't say hate mail to me for my hatred of that guy. Anyways, he looks like a butch, aloof, no personality, Jonathan, whatever.
Okay.
Just picture that in your head. That's who he is.
It's hard.
It's so hard. So we get to the venue, Melissa Hahn's venue. She runs it. She booked it. And like I said, she's really smart. She told him he could headline so that I could come back and headline later in the year and make my money. That's just the kind of dope ass woman that she is.
Shout out
to Melissa Hahn. Model Face Comedy, Asheville, La Zoom Room. That's who you want to go check out. She's amazing. Well, he had set up to stay with her tonight. Mm-hmm. She's a friend. He also did not tell her that his boyfriend was coming.
And was staying at her house?
Yes, ma'am. But we ain't even got that far yet. I digress. But
where did you say his, like, did his mama not raise him right?
He was Mormon. And I don't want to.
That's even what he.
I know. I feel like they have very good manners
I grew up with a number of Mormon individuals. And let me tell you, they had their lives together.
I could not figure it out. Either one of them. Because, like, the boyfriend, too. Kristen, this is the tip of the. We're not done. I'm getting there, girl.
We are on a ride today, y'all. Yeah,
that's what I told you. I was like, this will be worth doing on the cast. It's a good story. Okay, so we get the Melissa Hahn show. And I'm exhausted. I was up all night dealing with some stuff from home. I drove them. They had sucked the fucking life from my bones in the car trip with their fingernail clippings and burning me with bowls. So I was like, you guys go ahead on in. I didn't even go to the venue. I didn't even walk in. I said, I'm going to take a nap. Go ahead on in. You know, set up your shit.
I need some nappy time.
And I said, I need some me time. Get the fuck away from me. Go into the venue and proceed to just piss Melissa Hahn off in less than 20 minutes. They walked in, didn't acknowledge her. She works the door at a lot of her shows. And a lot of people just dismiss her as the door girl, but she's the booker. Like, she runs.
Yeah,
the,
that's your job.
Yeah, she's in the office scheme, she the boss.
Yeah.
And they just breezed past her, didn't say anything, didn't really speak to the bartender, sat up at the bar, you know, for 20 minutes they did this. Then he sidles over to her, and he's like, thanks for working the door. Would you like one of our shirts as a thank you? And, dude, she was like, I'm not the door girl. I'm actually the booker. And he was like, I thought Jen. The first thing he came out with was, I thought Jen was going to introduce us. And Melissa Hahn was like, Jen didn't book this show. Yeah. Melissa Hahn is ruthless. Ruthless. I've seen the field where she grows her fucks barren.
You know how I admire that level of savagery.
It's so good. Then she says to him, yeah, only men do that to me. Only men don't introduce themselves or say anything and try to speak. She was like, but even if Jen was introducing you, you booked the show. Why did you look me up on Facebook just to see what I look? Dude, there were so many just like rookie mistakes this guy made. So already our first show, he's pissed off the booker. She's mad as hell. I mean, like, it's all over her face, and I'm over there smoothing over. He has the fucking nerve to come over and sidle up to me and be like, oh, I just don't understand why she's so mad at me. I mean, I just don't know what I did. But I mean, like, just playing the victim.
I really can't deal with that kind of, like,
that mentality. And that's what this whole set is about, too. It's about, like, how his religious upbringing, his parents are, and I, you had a, I'm not going to begrudge him his rough childhood or anybody. I get it.
That's where some of the best comedy comes from.
Absolutely. But I do not enjoy somebody who always plays the victim. You can have a rough childhood. You had a rough childhood. You never play the victim.
Well, there's no power in playing the victim.
Exactly. But I'm an alpha. So are you. So I don't understand it. So already this bullshit. It was a tiny show. We made $20 off the show. You know, we got to split it.
I'm sure you were thrilled.
I was so ill. But God, again, God bless fucking Melissa Hahn, because she planned it out so that I didn't have to take the loss and I could come back another time and headline. She's, again, a brilliant woman running a brilliant business there.
And you've obviously worked with her before. Yeah, so you have a good working relationship.
That's how I got in the door. You dropped my name. And I'm not being a dick. I mean, like, these people know me and they know I have a standard, which, okay. So we do the show. It's bad news. There's another girl on the show, like a young girl like them, and she invites them to a party. And they're
here
like,
here we go.
Right. Right.
And in Asheville.
Right. And they want, they're all yipping to go to the party. And also Melissa has just discovered that the boyfriend is also with us now. And there's three people staying in her home. And she had no
prior.
They're going to a party. And I was like, ugh. God. I'm making the face like, what the fuck are you doing? Let's just go back and go to bed. Like, chill the fuck out. She gets real irritated. She gets a look on her face. She's like, if you guys want to go to like 12 or 1 and then come, you know, again, so nice, so accommodating. Didn't have to do that. Didn't know there was three of us staying there. So she tells them they can go to like 1 and just come home. They go to like 3 in the morning. They come back in. She gives them the death stare because she's pissed about it. And they decide that she was too hostile to stay there. So they leave. Don't lock the door. And call an Uber and just dip. And by the time she realized that they have gone and the door wasn't locked, I mean, me and her sleeping in there defenselessly. So we wake up in the morning. I got to smooth all that over because, you know.
Oh, and I'm sure that you are mortified because you are like.
So embarrassed.
You and I are the same in that we are so Southern that like.
It's a reflection.
It's a reflection on us. We expect people that are with us to maintain the same level of like honor and manners that we reflect. And it's very serious. Like when you go into somebody else's home, you give them the utmost respect. Like no matter what, they could ask you to do something crazy. But if you're going to be in somebody else's house, you just say,
Absolutely.
I've always
fed bears in the mornings. That's what my mama taught me. So please give me the bear feeder and I'll go out there. But yeah, exactly. So I'm horrified. I'm profusely apologizing to Melissa, and she's such a professional. She's so cool and kind. She's like, don't worry about it. This, me and you, we're good. Fuck that guy for life.
You are not the dumbass. Yeah, here.
She literally says to me, I hope he enjoyed his last time, or first and last time in Asheville. And I was like, because she's the main booker. There are other people that do it, but she pulls the strings, which is dope because she's a woman. So, okay, cool. We're leaving Asheville. I go pick them up in the morning from wherever they are. We're going to breakfast. We're headed to Knoxville, guys. It's like 2 hours away. Hey, guess what? Got to drop the boyfriend off at the fucking clinic because he has some burning sensation when he pees. Yeah, yeah, that's right. You heard me. We had to drive to Knoxville, find the local, you know, what is it? You know, they call it something. I don't want to say.
Like, the, basically,
pro,
like.
Pro-life the, center, the, like.
Yeah, like the clinic. The clinic. Where you go and get you, get you like, free, if you don't have insurance. Uh-huh, and uh-huh. Yeah. Like a, it's like a community health center.
Exactly. And I have to drop the boyfriend off there because it burns when he pees, guys. This is day two.
So just to give everybody a little taste of how real this story is really going to get, how many days of this have we got?
Oh, it's a 7-day tour.
Oh, perfect. Let's go. Day two. What's up?
We're in Knoxville. I have to give the kid this. He leaves the boyfriend at the clinic and we go see a movie because, bitch, guess what? I ain't sitting in the clinic all day wasting my damn day. So we go see him.
I'd be like, no, I didn't even do this when I was 19, 20 years old. Right. I'm sure as shit not doing it as a 40-year-old woman.
Right. I have never.
I think not.
Never. I mean, I'm not going to say I'm an angel because we both know I'm not. But I have never, ever had a disease in this body.
No.
And I don't have no intentions of doing it.
And also, he was not your friend.
No. I don't care about you. Oh, your dick. Fuck
like
your dick.
Like, if it was me, you'd be like, okay, I'm going to sit here with you. Like, I'll sit here with you, buddy. I got you. He ain't your friend.
He ain't my friend. I don't give a shit. I'm going to a movie. Bye. And we had to go to two different clinics because the first one wouldn't take him. Yeah. So now I have to shop around for this motherfucker's dick. Okay. I got to shop around to fix his dick up. It's disgusting. I didn't love this. Oh my God.
I had to shop around to fix his dick.
And I, you know, I'm not in the business of fixing dicks.
In any way, shape, or form.
Yeah. So.
Here we go. Day two coming up. We're going to take a short break.
All right.
Here we are back at day two of Jen's 7-day tour. just to remind you of where we left off. Where we left off at. We are in Knoxville at a community health center shopping around to fix this dude's dick.
Fix that dude dick. We got to fix that dude dick. Not that I care. I don't care. I couldn't believe he had the guts to say that to another grown human being. You know what I'm saying?
It burns when I pee. Like somebody you don't even know. Like, Jen, you're one of my best friends. I do not know that I would look at you and be like, Jen, I've got to tell you something. It burns when I pee.
And he was soup cash about it. Okay. It was just like, yeah, when we get to Knoxville, we need to find a clinic because it's been hurting when I pee.
That is messy.
Oh.
That is messy.
And they're super messy people. Well, you heard about the fingernail clipping.
I mean, yeah, we've gone through day one.
Yeah. So. And also, they kept using my backseat like a closet. It's like, shit. It was, and granted, I do that, but I pay bills in that motherfucker. I paid a car note on that bitch to treat it like a closet, okay? It is my rolling closet because I sleep in it too.
It is for you.
Right.
Not for them.
Not for them. So we shot around, set that dude off to get his dick fixed, watch the movie. We pick him up. We go to the show, and great show. My friend Beth Tompkins runs it. A bunch of people came out. Knoxville's great. Knoxville is a fun, cool city. It has a lot of gay people. You wouldn't think that.
I know a lot of people that live in Knoxville, actually. Yeah,
it's a dope little town. Fun to visit. If you ever get a chance, go. So I have a great show. A lot of my friends come out. Like, I make money. I sell some merch. My friend Carl comes, who I call Uncle Carl because he's older. Just tell everybody I'm your weird Uncle Carl. He's cool as shit. You see him on my lives sometimes. He's a great dude. He comes out. He goes to almost every show in Knoxville.
That's so great.
It is. And he's just like my uncle. He's like, here's 20. You know, your kids always need money for stuff.
I love him already.
I know, exactly.
I want to go meet Uncle Carl.
I'm excited because I'm in Knoxville. I'm around all my people. They have set up a place to stay. So I hit up my buddy Jeff Blake. He's like, great news. We just moved in this new apartment. We got a spare bedroom. Like, I don't know, people out there, if you travel on the road, a spare bedroom is like, that's like the Shangri-La. Like, normally it's a couch. Sometimes it's a flow. That's why I sleep in my car, because it's more comfortable than the floor. But spare bedroom, I'm so pumped. Do the show. Great. Make money. They go on their way. I go to the grocery store to get some snackies to go back to Jeff's house. Luckily, just happened to run into Jeff while I'm at the grocery store. I'm going to leave. Car died.
Your new car?
Yeah.
No.
Battery won't turn.
Girl, I can't believe you have really kept all of this information from me for literally like 6 months.
So hard. So hard. So my brand new car will not turn over. It's the middle of the night. I'm already, thank God Jeff was there. He's like, girl, just get in the car. We'll go. We can do it. Because I couldn't even open it. Because like, I forget, like Priuses, they're a fob. But I forgot. I do have like a little Heidi secret key in there that you can pull out.
Right.
So anywho, we drive out to his house, blah, blah, blah. In the morning, you know, they sleep in. It was like 11. I was like, fuck this. I'm getting an Uber.
Grow up.
Yeah, right. So I get an Uber. I go. I get into my car. Try to figure out what dead in the back. Hey, guess what dead in the battery? One of his merch buttons that was wedged in the back door so that the back door didn't shut all the way. And it,
A spike door.
So... All right, so I call, I get somebody to jump me off, and I drive to the AutoZone, because AutoZone, they're the battery, they have a whole commercial, right? You see the commercial?
Yeah.
Fuck AutoZone, okay? Don't listen to them, they don't do shit for batteries. Don't ever go there.
You're not the only person I've heard say that.
I pull up, as soon as I turn my car, I try to turn it on, won't roll over. I'm like, fuck, I'm fucked. So I go in, and I was like, hey, do y'all have a Prius battery? Yeah, blah, blah, we don't have one here, we have it at the other store. So can I go to the other store and get it? And he's like, well, yeah, I guess. I was like, well, can you jump off this one? No, we don't do that. Wouldn't jump my Prius off. So then I had to call my AAA back again. Then the lady on the AAA phone going to say, don't do it again because you only get like 3 of these a year. And I was like,
hey, but since when?
Girl, I was like, I'm not having the day for that kind of information, ma'am. So I called the other AutoZone. They're like, yeah, we got your battery, no problem. I was like, okay, so how much to get it and get installed? Oh, we don't put them in. Bitch, what? You going to tell me selling me the battery, then I'm going to drive to the dealership and make them put it in?
That is crazy. Every time I've ever gone to like an O'Reilly's or automotive.
Napa.
Yeah, like any of those places that I've ever gone to get a battery, and I have had to buy my fair share of car batteries, so let me add, they've always put it in for me.
Girl, they were such dicks, wouldn't jump me off with nothing. The lady tells me I done used up two of my AAAs, but the AAA guys are super nice, so he comes and jumps me off. And while I'm sitting there, I call over, he tells me he's not going to put it in. So then I just called the dealership, and I was like, how much? And it was basically like $25 more for them to do it. And they had the battery. And he's like, but man, we're full today. And probably be tomorrow before we can get it. Y'all, let me tell you, when I say a grown woman lost her shit on the phone, not anger, because it wasn't this man's fault. I was just like, oh my God. I don't know what I'm saying. I mean, like I was doing the ugly cry. I was like, and then I just started explaining. I'm on tour and I'm all the way from home and I don't have anywhere to stay and I got to do a show tonight.
It was threat level midnight.
Girl. And God bless. This is why you buy a Toyota. Because their customer service
is on point.
Beyond compare.
We are both proud Toyota owners.
Yeah. Yeah. That man was like,
out here sounding like Ricky Ticky Tabby.
This man, I tell you what, he was not prepared. And I bet when he got a look at me, he was like, oh. Okay, you were crying like a small cheerleader, and you're a 40-year-old butch-ass woman. So anyways, he was like, just come down here. We will work you in, girl. Don't worry. So I did, and it was amazing. Like, I got in there, like, less than 30 minutes. Like, I was prepared for a wait. Like, I had my hat tipped down and everything. He's like, oh, we got y'all right away. So happy with them. Knoxville Toyota. Don't ever go to AutoZone, but Toyota, get you a Toyota. And it wasn't the big battery. It's just like the little battery that, you know, thank God. Because the lithium battery is like 3 Gs.
Yeah.
But it was still $300. So right there, this tour is a loss.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
saying? You've already spent more money than
I've already spent more money than I, you know, I had to throw half of it on my credit card. I know I'm poor, y'all. The people are like, you ain't had $300? No, I denied.
No, boo-boo, you was just regular.
Girl, I was like.
Regular people.
So I was like, let me go pick up these fucking assholes in my car. And then the next stop is Chattanooga. 4 hours.
I've spent a lot of time in Chattanooga.
Chattanooga's amazing.
Yes, it is.
Love Chattanooga.
Yes.
Great time. And some of the best comics in the world are there. Some of my best buds. Two people that I love the most I was going to get to see, Luke Martyr and Daryl Davison. They're comedians. They're mm-hmm. great. Look them up in Chattanooga if you are ever out that way. So 4 hour drive. They talk a lot.
You are so done.
I'm like, so done. I hate them so much, Kristen. And I don't have a lot of hate in my heart. I really don't try to. But I hate them. I hate them for every... Because, okay, this is what he pulls while we're on the way to Chattanooga. This is another thing that just make you hate this movie. He starts talking about the Asheville thing and the Melissa Hahn thing.
No.
And
no, he didn't.
And okay, and we've talked about this before. And I don't... However you identify, that's cool. You know what I'm saying? Obviously. If you're trans, you know what I'm saying? This is what I don't like. This is what he fucking said. He's like, and I don't even identify as a cis male. And for her to just lump me in with all men. Okay. But you.
This woman is an active advocate for the community.
And he is male presenting. Like he, you know, he's gay male presenting, but he's male presenting. And regardless of that, you did some male shit, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm sorry. Did that hurt?
Like you acted just like a white boy.
And that hurt your little fifis. But really, you need to go ahead and humble yourself and look inside and be like, ugh, that was, if I don't like being lumped in like that, I need to make sure that I'm not presenting behavior that makes, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, absolutely. Like, this is about your character, not your identity.
Absolutely. And you were.
This is not about your identity. This is about your character.
Yeah, and you didn't walk in with your. I don't identify as a cis male, even though I look like one shirt. So she ain't even know that. You know what I'm saying? All exactly. She can do is take you at how you presented yourself to her. And he was playing the victim, and he was using that to play the victim, and that's what I don't like.
To turn it around, to gaslight you into thinking that maybe. He was somehow entitled to act the way that he did.
It was such gross behavior. And then that's what, like, he said that, and I was just kind of like, I am so done with you, dude. Like, I'm not going to say his name, but, like, if anybody ever asked, I'd be like, yeah, don't. And nobody was impressed. Like, everywhere we went, people were like, ooh. So we get to Chattanooga. And it's been rough, and I started to get sick.
Oof.
I was already not feeling well. And, you know,
I remember you coming back because we had plans to do something and you were like, yeah. Buddy, I'm sick. Yeah.
Yeah. And so and this is a fun fact too, as we're going up there, I haven't been making anything like, you know, I made good in the Knoxville thing, but just because, Beth had paid me extra from the last time because she was like, I couldn't pay you shit this time, but I made a little more. I wanted to give it to you. And people had, like, you know, bought
shirts.
What
a great lady.
Right. People had taken good care of me. Beth had taken good care of me. And, I didn't split that with him because.
That was your money from your show.
That's how I felt, girl. Thank you. I love you. I love it when you validate me.
I'm just keeping it real.
6 months I've waited for you to validate me in this story, boo. Six hard
months.
You've
been waiting for this validation.
Girl, I'm like.
The payoff, let me tell you, you really gave up a lot of instant gratification for this moment.
I know, girl, for y'all, for the listeners, y'all, for y'all ladies.
Y'all, and full disclosure, myself and my fiance, Amanda, we have both asked Jen to tell us the story probably more than a dozen times each. And she's like, no, I will not do it until
save
we do another podcast.
Because it's so good. It's so juicy.
Yeah. So juicy.
Okay, so we're headed... to Chattanooga. And, you know, they had stayed with somebody else in Knoxville while I stayed with Jeff. I won't say her name, A, because I don't remember, and B, because I don't ever want her to hear the story. So, get to Chattanooga. Nobody shows up except for my ex-girlfriend and her fiance, who were friends. Like, we're good friends. Like, and I love them. Melissa and Renee.
Oh, word.
Yeah, so, because, you know, Renee works in Chattanooga. Renee had never seen Massette before.
Oh, that's cool. At least they showed up. So you were like, God, thank God I'm around somebody I'm familiar with.
But so nobody else showed. So they were like literally the only people there. And they insisted that we do the show. So I was like, oh, man. But actually, they did. I know, because that's just how Melissa rolls. She won't listen to this, but I don't care. Even if she did, they got it. They got their show. And actually, I did pretty good. You know, it felt bad about it. So after the show, we're hanging out outside, me and Luke Martyr, who I just think, you know, like these first of all the comics and all the places I go, if they're my friend, I respect them. Because, like, comedy is a hard thing, especially the men in it, because a lot of men will disrespect women, but the ones that don't, I'm always like, man, not only are you a cool dude, they are 9 times out of 10 great fucking comics. They're funny.
Yeah.
Understanding people is what makes you funny. You know, that tone-deaf shit of, like, racism and transphobia and all that stuff, it's not funny because it's boring and it's been done and it's passé.
Yeah.
So when I really like a comic, I really fucking like him. I really respect him. So I'm standing out there with Luke Martyr, whom I really respect and like. And this kid comes up to me.
Oh, no.
And we're talking.
Here we go.
Here we go. And he just starts in about talking about last night. He's like, oh, my God, it was crazy. So last night, the girl we stayed at, I guess she's, like, super noise sensitive. So she told us to be, like, really quiet and blah, blah, stuff. So we could, like, hardly talk. And, like, so we just stayed up and whispered all night. And we didn't know where the bathroom was. So we just peed in a cup and poured it down the sink. Yeah. 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 Kristen's just blinking and looking at me in stunned silence.
I am rarely at a loss for words. Again, why would you say, like, first off, it's bad enough that you did that. Right. Number two, like, you are a grown-ass person.
Yeah.
Don't want to assume anything.
Yeah, right.
You are a grown-ass person. Like, you can figure out where the bathroom is. Like, I'm sure it wasn't like a damn mansion.
Right.
They were staying in. Like, you know, especially in the middle of the night. Like, the middle of the night is one of the only times in somebody else's house where, like, if you got to find a bathroom, get up and find it.
Find it.
Like, if you wake her up.
So be it.
So be it. If you got to use the bathroom, you go and find the bathroom. So, number one, it's bad enough that they did it. But what really stuns me is, like, if you did something like that, why would you ever tell anyone? I'd be like, we never will talk of this ever again.
You hit it on all cylinders, Kristen. You know what I'm saying? Those are all my points that in that moment, everything you just said flooded through my mind. Also, that I'm standing near a very good friend of mine from Chattanooga. So now you have ruined my reputation in 3 cities, you piece of shit. And luckily, Luke Martyr knows me, and Luke knows, you know. But yes, I'm mortified. I'm absolutely mortified, Chris. I'm standing in front of this motherfucker like, we're done here. I can't. I can't do it no more. I got to figure out a way to get out of this. I gotta escape.
Can't do.
They say it's a no-go. I was so embarrassed. I didn't even know what to say. I just walked off. Because, like, exactly what you said, not that you did it, that you would tell somebody.
Like, why would you ever
tell anyone?
Why? What's the payoff? Like, is he just somebody that likes to shock people, you think?
I don't even know. I don't even, girl, because I'm still shocked. I don't know. I was so appalled at someone's behavior. Like, I really was like, just what you said earlier, like, who raised you? Like, animals? Or you were raised by wolves? Chinchillas? What is
chinchillas?
Did a rogue group of chinchillas just teach you violent, vicious, toe-clipping, cup-pissing manners that you ain't got no home training? And you ain't even got the sense God gave a goose to hide it? You know? I'm fine with you being a piece of shit. You know, I really am. See, that's my whole thing with all the isms, all the sexism, racism, hate. It's okay to hate. We all hate. Keep that shit private in your heart like God intended. That's how we have a society, people.
Keep
it to yourself. That is just Southern gentility in a nutshell. Keep it to your damn self. It's fine. Hate everybody you want to.
Ironically, that's the Southerners that can't keep it to themselves ever, though.
I know, girl.
That's the irony. The irony is what our manners dictate and what the actual reality is.
Wow, you say it out loud, but again,
I'm just keeping it real.
I'm just keeping it real. I'm just being real. And everybody here wants to be, if you want to send us a hate letter, go ahead. We'll read it online.
We are just, let me tell you, we are just in the moods.
hit us up hard, girl, if you think it's wrong. But there's a lot of people out there right now listening like, she's right. There are motherfuckers I hate. I wouldn't say it out loud because I got goddamn sense. But I tell you what, I hate those piccolo players, those piccolo playing sons of bitches. Piccolo pieces of shit. Always, I don't even know what a piccolo is, girl. I'm just hating on them.
I mean, that was a pretty accurate sound for a piccolo. I mean, it's like a higher octave flute.
Well, that's my thing about hate. It's just a sensical.
Just like a piccolo player.
It's just as sensical as hating a piccolo player. That's how arbitrary it is, but we all have it. There's something. You're a liar if you say there's something in you that just don't crawl all over you. Oh, for me, girl, it's mansplaining. You know, I hate that. I hate that.
Yeah, that'll piss me off. It will. Real fast.
And there's all, everybody has some kind of prejudice. You know, you can't tell me you see a cocky white male. Okay, your friend Kyla's husband is a prime example because he's gorgeous. He carries himself so well. I waited for that motherfucker to say something bad.
I swear to God, Jen, the first time I met him, I also was like, something's got, like, I was just waiting for something to be wrong with him. Yeah. I was like,
come on out that, with it, motherfucker. Yeah, come on out with the misogyny. Like, come out, mansplain something to me.
Exactly.
Never happens.
Never.
Ever, he not
is
one time.
Hands down, the truest of true gentlemen. And he's the full package, y'all. This man.
He's our own Nick Offerman.
Oh, 100%, yeah. But prettier.
But prettier, yeah.
This is like the best looking man y'all will ever see.
Legit,
the first time
I met him, the first thing I said to him was like, oh my God, you're gorgeous. I didn't even like, hello, Ryan, it's nice to meet you. But, you know, that's my prejudice. You know what I'm saying? That's my own hatred.
Same.
And that's what racism, that's what's misogyny, it's that assumption of people.
Yeah.
That's where it comes from. And that's the problem. So damn, where are we even going with this? Why we would say that out loud?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Why would you? That's the whole thing. Keep it to yourself. It's okay to be bad. It's not okay to be bad.
But nobody
people.
Needs to know that you peed in a cup and poured it down the sink. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
Nobody needs to know that.
Nope.
That's the point.
That's the point. After all that we said. Brought other people's husbands into the scenario.
Jen took us straight to church and back.
I'm just saying. So I'm mortified and I decide right then and there, fuck this dude. I ain't going nowhere in Melbourne.
I got to get out of this.
And in the middle of this, I've been offered a gig in Colombia on a Friday that pays more than everything I've made on this whole tour.
What show was that?
It was a Charleston bus tour. And I got mine. It was bad. I'll tell you that too. I'll finish it up with that. I got mine in the end, but they were going to pay me a bunch of money.
Series of unfortunate events.
Right. He was like, and I needed to recoup that money because I just paid out for my battery.
Yeah.
So I get over to my friend's house that I'm staying with that night. They're staying somewhere else. Don't know. Don't care. Oh, no, they got a hotel. They did get a hotel this night. I was like, good. Pee in their cups. Pee in their sinks or whatever you're going to do with your dick hurting penis. I don't know. What's wrong? Your piss penis. What are you even peeing?
How are you going to pee your syphilis into somebody else's sink?
You see how upsetting it is on so many levels, Kristen? And I'm on the road with these people. I'm trapped in cars with them. So I had already kind of started to get sick, and my voice was really, I mean, it was getting low, low. And they smoke in Chattanooga. So all the bars, they smoke in. So they were smoking in there, and, you know, I'd smoke hella weed. And so I was like, you know what? I'm going to go a little couple other octaves deeper, and I'm going to be like, I just can't go on. I got laryngitis. So I call him up and I was like, yeah, look, I've lost my voice and I don't want to risk it going on the road anymore. So I think we're just going to have to call the tour to quits. That's what I did, y'all. I lied to the son of a. Now, I was not feeling the best. I wasn't in peak performance.
You ain't going to hell for that lie. Sometimes life requires little white lies. White lies that don't hurt nobody.
Nobody. So I says to him, I says, this is what I says because I'm over it. I says,
y'all like so like that.
So like that. I was like, you can rent a car and finish out the tours, you know, because Huntsville, here was the kicker. Huntsville was the next place and it was like a 6-hour drive. And I was like, there ain't no way in hell I'm going with this fucking nail clipping piss cup motherfuckers another 6 hours. So you can rent a car and finish out the tour. You can stay here until your flight, or you can come back and meet at Columbia until your flight out of Columbia, or I can drive you back to Atlanta. You can stay in Atlanta. Because there was a show Friday in Atlanta. And they were like, we'll ride back with you to Atlanta. So, girl, we got in that car. Let me tell you, this is the quickest 3 hours of my life. And this is the bullshit. His boyfriend's in the back. See, this is just the pettiness of a story. But his boyfriend's in the back. Priuses, they have this weird little gear shift. It's, like, real tight.
Yeah.
So when you put it in reverse, it beeps.
Yeah.
To let you know that you're in reverse.
Yeah.
But also, it's my fucking car. This son of a bitch is going to be like, oh, your car's beeping. I will give the kid this. This is the one time he was like, it's her car. You think she doesn't know that? And I was just like, okay, good. That's the one point you earned on this motherfucker. You cut
just
pissing
one.
That's the only redeemable
you
point.
You cut pissing.
Cut pissing, nail clip. Mm-mm. You fuck that dude with the piss, the dick. Mm-mm. Something wrong with you. Anyway. So it was the quickest 3 hours back to Atlanta in my life.
I bet you were a pedal to the metal.
Bitch, I didn't give a fuck. We all went to jail. Fuck it all. Fuck it all, girl. I'd have called you up and been like, bitch, I need a favor.
And we would have come.
I know y'all would have. I'm a blessed person. I'm a blessed person that has 4 or 5 people that they can call. And be like,
we would have had a whole caravan, Jen. Right. You know, there would have probably been like 6 of us. We'd have been like, we all going together to pick up Jen.
Girl, listen, tell you, I don't cut my nails in people's cars or piss in cups, so I have lots of friends.
I know, that's right. Girl, you ain't never lied.
Right, right. Treating people right.
I personally love that you do not clip your nails in our house.
Never would.
Or pee in a cup and throw it down our sink.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
And if I did, you would never know. Because I got this.
Which is okay.
Right. God, I'm all right with your depravity. Just keep it to yourself.
No doubt. Like, I just don't want to see it. Not in my house, please.
Oh, God. So I drop them back off in Atlanta. We're done. I just get the fuck out of my car. And I just, like, screamed and cried the whole way home because I was so happy. I was so happy to be away from those.
Oh, girl, that was a catharsis.
It was. It was another 3 hours, and I was never happier. I was like, yes, Jesus. 3 hours to the homestead. Yes, Jesus. Got rid of these piss cup motherfuckers. God, y'all.
Gonna get in my tubby.
Yeah, right. Right. Gonna get my tubby and enjoy my life. So, long story short, go all the way home, go to this gig in Charleston. And Charleston has this gig where you go on a bus. We go on a bus and, like, you entertain people on the bus. They pay to go and you go around Charleston. You're not allowed to do any touristy shit. You're literally just allowed to make jokes. The woman in the front row who paid for it, she's an older white woman. I was the first one up and she visibly recoiled. Like, they hated me. They were old, stuck-up white people.
Oh, no.
They hated me. They hated your girl so bad. And it was like,
I'm so glad I wasn't there. I'd have been like Luther, your anger interpreter. Like, on Key & Peele, I would have been your anger interpreter.
You know,
right behind
funny.
You.
And it was so humbling. And the whole thing, and I was just like, you know what? That's what I get. That's what I get. And that's fine. That was my penance.
That's my karma.
He paid me. I didn't give a shit.
Yep.
So, yeah, that's the end of my terrible tale. That was the whole entire tour. And then I really was sick for several weeks after
that. You were.
Yep. Yep.
It's been wild. Jen had her wild tour. I did get a new job. I'm working for a great new company.
Yep.
And then, like, 3 months into that,
happened. Free time no more.
Yeah. I don't have free time anymore. And of course, quarantine and COVID-19 is going on. To all of our listeners, first and foremost, we hope that every single one of y'all are safe and healthy.
Yeah.
More than anything.
Yep. And you're taking care of yourselves mentally and emotionally. Make sure you're reaching out if you need something. Talk to people. You know, make sure you're joining our Lister groups, our Lister Sisters Off Topic. What are the other ones? It's been so long. We're out of practice.
I know. Y'all know what groups you need to be in.
Not y'all know the groups. Join the groups.
Yeah. Join the Lister Sister groups. You, if you're not in them already,
yeah,
find them.
As soon as the episodes come back, we can't wait to come back. Follow me and Kristen on all our socials. I'm JesterJen13 on Insta and Jen Snyder on Facebook. To do corn tubbies and corn teas every night to keep live shows out.
And I'm a good tall tale on everything.
Yeah.
Except for Facebook, which is obviously my real name.
And make sure you listen to this episode and like and follow and share with your friends. And we just really love you guys. We miss y'all so much. And we're glad to be able to come back and give y'all a little entertainment this time.
Yeah, now that we, we got a little bit of time right now. And now that we can be back together a little bit, we're going to try and keep this regular. for you. It's good for us too. Yeah. It feels, it makes us feel like things are normal.
It's cathartic.
So, yeah.
So we love you guys. Please take care of yourselves. Please reach out if you need something.
And hit us up on the email if you want to. That's tophattopics.podcast@gmail.com.
If you're mad about something we said.
If you're mad, let's talk about it.
Yeah, right, right. Now's the time. Let's fight for nothing. We don't even care. Y'all, thank you so much for listening. Please join us next time. Shout out to all our listeners in all our countries.
And y'all stay frosty out there.
Word.